ده ما بعد
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, December 27th, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the death of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and Christmas festivities. But first, a look at COVID-19. In his daily report, the Minister of Health reports that 6 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 600 tested positive for COVID-19. More than 4,800 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year. According to the Ministry of Health, over a million people, or almost 4 million people, have received so far their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and at least 3 million their second dose. Millions of people in the world celebrated Christmas on Saturday amid the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll talk to some people about the festive season. In the meantime, South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu died on Sunday at the age of 90. Tutu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, was a strong critic of the Zimbabwean government. He once told people attending a function at the State Department in the USA that then-President Robert Mugabe should step down for gross human rights violations. Tutu also told the press that Mugabe should be removed by force, as he had destroyed a once vibrant economy, resulting in extreme poverty in the Southern African nation, once the breadbasket of Southern Africa. Mugabe did not take kindly to his remarks as he lashed out at Tutu, calling him a little man who was fond of telling lies. Mugabe is Rwanda Valinja Lapelkona, and I want to say Zomklava SGNAO. Yeah, Lamplanje is Kulmang and COVID-19, Logunyoku GNAO. Kulapha ke ku live talk njengehlala yenza so ke lethemba lokuthi omunye wami uzangixhuma khona manje ye cause okunye njalo sikhuluma ngakho ikubhubha kuka Desmond Tutu Archbishop Desmond Tutu wathonise katala lokhulumende bakwale South Africa siyakhumbula kakhulu ekhuza sibili Tutu sithi okwenzakala kwale South Africa kakulunganga ngesikhathi ke kugongodwa abantu abamnyama ngokhulumende wabantu abamhlophe siyabona njalo ukuthi kwakwenzakala futhi konokwele Zimbabwe, kodwa ke uThuthu wayesithi okwakusenziwa ngabemhlophe eZimbabwe sokusenziwa njalo uhulumende kamongameli uRobert Mugabe. Ye, so ke baningi abantu abakusolayo konke lokhu besithi hayi akumelanga udinga uhamba ngalolo hlobo. So I'm happy that we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is in the Central Committee of ZANU-PF, and we also have Mr. Busani Mbusontini, who is an independent political and social commentator. He's based here in the USA. Welcome to the program, Mr. Chuma.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Good evening to all the listeners there. Good evening to Busani as well.
Thank you very much, and I hope you are enjoying Christmas down there.
Eh? It's been a very wonderful Christmas. Of course, with the new normal, COVID is really put everything upside down, but look, we just have to live with it. We just have to be able to coexist with COVID. So yes, it was a COVID Christmas, but we did manage to gather as family and share gifts and happiness together.
Yeah. So now, what's your take on the passing of Desmond Tutu?
Gifts. It's always going to be painful when we lose one of us. At any given time, death will never be something that is going to be an easy story. It's always that sombre moment, oh my God, he's gone or gone. And it just goes even with the Bishop of Africa. He's a popular person. He was known all over the world. He's a Nobel Peace Prize recipient. So, yes, it's a very unfortunate incident that Bishop Tutu has left this wonderful world to the next world. And may I sincerely pay my respects and condolences to the family and to the nation of South Africa, the president of South Africa, Nkosi Ramaphosa, on their said loss indeed.
Yes, so 70 wago wa pokana loa ngumoka meli Robert Mugabe kuna ukubona njani kuno.
Well, those were the the bishop spoke about was actually very truthful, but you see, we probably didn't see him then, and we did not want to hear it as well. It's always something that is very tricky, and also the fact that he was a neighbor to come in and want to speak about such things was a bit taxing and also a bit dangerous. It was maybe it wasn't probably in his space to have done that. But look, truly speaking and fairly putting it, he actually made a lot of sense. And unfortunately, our leader was slowly losing it. And we all know he was a great man, he was knighted and everything. But the end years were not that good for Zimbabwe, to be honest with you. Unfortunately, the good bishop took it upon himself to put it out there to the world. And maybe that's where we might get a problem there.
Yes, we want to say, Baba, Ubusani, Busontino, Vali Pataniako, Konapo Baba Chuma. So, Mr. Busani Busontini, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs. Compliments of the season to you and Chuma and to the listeners as well.
Thank you very much. So, what is your take about, the death of Desmond Tutu?
It is a loss. But at the same time, we have to realize that he was 9 years old. Circle of life, sometimes, things have to end. When we look at the age, we should concentrate on. We know that he was a big anti-apartheid activist. And some people may even say he might have been one of the strongest moral voices within Africa and, globally.
Mm-hmm.
For me, when you talk about the current or the near future, the near past, sorry, I think he was a big activist in terms of, racial justice. And also he did fight for the LGBTQ rights. He was against, racial inequalities or equity,
mm-hmm.
both in South Africa and, globally. So he's someone that would be missed, of course. At the same time, it depends who you're talking to. I think if you talk to most of the ANC cadres nowadays, certain functions, he wasn't on the right side of the black people in their view. But when you look at holistically, look at his life during the apartheid era,
mm-hmm.
Look at the truth and reconciliation. You look at him when he called out the Zimbabwe government when it was uncommon to do so. So you can tell that he was a man of good morals. He tried his best to call out the evil that he saw in the world. That maybe did not bring in too many friends, but he did stand his ground to death. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line, Marvelous.
Aha, tunokuchinja midzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nemuswe muvhuro December 27 apo tukutarisa tichienderera mberi nenyaya yeCOVID-19 asi tichitarisa zvikuru pamusoro pekushaya kwava Desmond Tutu. Tiri kunzwa vanyarikani vedu vari kutaura ivo mabasa akaitwa navatutu vachiri vapenyu vachitaura ivo kuti ehe pane zvakawanda zvavakakwanisa kuita vachiri vapenyu. Takaona vachimirira vachitaura ivo panyaya yekuremekedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu nyanya avo vanoita zvakasiyana siyana munyika zvakadai sechingo chani nezvimwewo, asi takaona zvakare vachinetsana navamugabe munguva yapfuura. Tikazoona vamugabe vachivati ivo he is a little person, Gibbs, remember from the way back when President Robert Mugabe called him a little man, you know, that sparked a lot of controversy around the world. But we are going to be remembering the life and legacy of the late Desmond Tutu today.
Yes, we also have some other guests. We've got Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, who is in South Africa. Mr. Mhlanga, welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, how are you, Mr. Dube and Sister Loveness?
Marvelous, yeah.
No, marvelous.
Yes, how are you? Happy Mhlanga. Yeah, compliments of the season. Mm-hmm.
Ah, happy Christmas and all the best for the new year.
Thank you.
Merry
Christmas to you. What
are
you up to on Christmas?
Yeah, so I'm talking about Mhlanga. Last Kangela, this issue concerning Desmond Tutu. What's your take on that?
Now, Desmond Tutu, he was a loved man in South Africa, especially for his position regarding human rights, regarding a lot of atrocities that were committed here in South Africa and elsewhere in the world. Mm-hmm. He was quite a loved man because he really stood for the truth in everything that he was saying. Yeah.
So siyakhumbula ke wakwangani uyathethisa lo mgabe lapho esemtshele umgabe ukuthi hayi phela ngobhidla izilizwe sokumuntu abantu bakukhiphe ngenkani khonapho ngoba kawenzi kuhle.
Yeah, I remember by then I was still in the police, yes. And I don't want to elaborate much on that issue because it's very sensitive. Yes, fine. But it was the time when really there was quite a lot that was happening in Zimbabwe. And he was very honest to say whatever he could say. But unfortunately, South Africa has always been one country. Mm-hmm. That has allowed a lot of things happening in Zimbabwe, and they'll continuously say in Zimbabwe there is no crisis.
Yeah,
Desmond Tutu isn't always Kuluma Zazili Klinis, as near as a corner, yes. Ngoba yena wayelwela ilungelo labantu. But ngaleso sikhathi mhlambe ukuthi inkokheli zethu azikunanzelela okunye ezikwenzayo ukuthi akukho right. So umuntu onjengomgabe wouldn't accept, wayengeke nje aphonge uvuma ukuthi othiwa wenza izinto ezimbi. Yeah, asikusho ukuthi umgabe wenza into ezimbi zodwa, wenza lezinhle kodwa ziningi lazo ezimbi sibili azenzayo.
Yes, xa ubambe khonapho ungayikhethana Mhlanga, ubambe khonapho sibili. Sesilo umnumzana uChaka, mabula sikwakedwe ukuthi nasechaka, introduce him and we roll.
Tinokuchingamidza pachirongwa chedu mufundisi Chaka Ngwenje.
Makadi Mose all over, you know.
City, Merry Christmas, ne Happy New Year.
Ndizvozvo, mariwaku kukomborereiwo mese.
Panguva yakaoma, zvikuru pamusoro pekushaya kwava Desmond Tutu. Imi sevafundisi, munoona sei, uye zvamakamirira diaspora imo muno muAmerica?
Tinochema zvikuru nokuti munhu aimiririra vasina anovamiririra. Munhu aive munhu sekutaura kwanga uchita hama yangu iri kuSouth Africa kuti munhu aitaura chokwadi kazhinji-zhinji. In the whole world there's nobody who is perfect, but Desmond aiedzawo mambotaura nyaya yeku yamugabe vachimuti is a little man. You know, mushure mokunge ataurawo semaonero aivaita vamugabe vachinoti amugabe vaityiwa stereki nevanhu vakawanda. And but Desmond Tutu anga asingazvizive zvaaitaura chokwadi sechokwadi. KuZimbabwe pasi pamugabe pakaitwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvisingatsananguriki zvisina kunaka kuburikidza navamugabe ne government yavo at that time. So, you know, and Desmond Tutu is one of the people, few people agaba taura kuti iwewo zvaurikutaizvo hazvina kunaka. So isusu sevanhu vesvondo bhaibheri riri very clear. Unfortunately, a lot of mafundisi mazuva ano havazvinzwisisi. Bhaibheri rinoti kuparidza kwenyu kwamunoita, kuimba kwese kwamunoita, zvese zvamunoita inenge noise kwandiri. Kana musingatere kana musingabate vanhu zvakanaka pasina justice pano pasi. And Desmond Tutu munhu aifarira justice for all, whether uri rich or you are poor, whether une mari or hauna mari, or whether une simba or hauna simba, aive munhu aida vanhu vose sezvavari, semadiva anoita Mwari vanhu vake. So ndomaonera tinoita Desmond Tutu munhu aive biblical. Ane zvimuwo zvaita, hapana munhu ari perfect pano pasi. Ane zvimuwo zvaita zvataitwa naye kana ari mufundisi kuchicha bhaibheri rinoti chine zvaakuita izvi. But zvizhinji zvinhu zvaaimirira vanhu vasina masimba, zvinhu zvaaimirira vanhu vasiri rich. And zvinhu zvataikudzawo zvikuru.
So as a clergyman yourself, how do you think his legacy will be remembered, especially in Africa as a whole, and Zimbabwe in particular?
ZvekuZimbabwe, you know, ndinganyepe, because semunhu ane makore anosvika zana ndiri out of the country. Handidi kuti ndimiririre vanhu ndigozoone kwandakamirirwa paairport kuti waitaura kuti chiiwewe uri kuAmerica. But ndinofunga kuti munhu nezvinhu zvaakaita is a hero kwatiri, nezvinhu zvaakaita, nemamiriro aakaita, nemamillions evanhu aakamiririra, akabatsira worldwide, munhu anofanira kurespectwa. I'm sure kuti pamwe kuSouth Africa vachaita kana kamonument chaiko. Ndo vanhu vanofanira kuva vakakodzera kupinda pamaheroes status enyika. Maonero angu inini zvangu.
So now looking at the way, you know, Tutu is being you know, praised by many people, there are some, of course, that he actually angered. Let's not leave that out, you know. But at the end of the day, do you see him as a very fair man of the cloth or what?
I think, you know, isusu vamwe kana ndichiti munhu ari fair, you know, I'm looking at what the Bible says and what God says and what I believe. I thought he was fair. You know, was he entirely fair? I don't think so. I don't know anybody in this world who is. But generally, in terms of standing for justice for the poor, standing for justice for those who are less fortunate or less, who are powerless, I thought he was fair. Was he fair all around? Definitely not. Is there anybody who is like that besides Jesus? I don't think so.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We also have Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. He is based in South Africa. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. So what's your take on the death of Desmond Tutu, and how are people, you know, taking him? Was he a good man? Was he a bad mouth person? How was he, you know?
We feel that we have lost a hero together with his family. We stand with them. What stands outright is that he was a very consistent man in his fight for human rights. He was not mincing his words. Most people would represent, they would only rebuke the poor. But when it's the rich and the powerful, they would have soft words. But for him, he would confront everyone, regardless of their position, especially as Zimbabweans. We know that he stood with us against dictatorship, against Mugabe. That's why Mugabe didn't like him.
So now I'm going to see to see what I'm going to okwakhulunywa ngututu ikakhulu nxa sikhangela phoku okwamkhaya
okwenzakalayo esingakutsho yikuthi thina sikhala le muli eyakothuthu sikhalela ubaba uthuthu njengomuntu ke obemela iqiniso ngumuntu obemela iqiniso ubaba uthuthu ubengakhethi ukuthi ufuna ukuthi nxa akhulume nxa yebona kuyikuthi yilaba nje abantu esingathi ngabantu abaphansi akhulume nxa kuyibo nxa sokuyizikhulu athuleni bekhuluma emela uZulu ikakhulu ezamalungelo oluntu simazi kakhulu ngokukhuza umgabe owayengungqondongqondo engafuni kukhuzwa kodwa kuthuthu ubemqonda amtshele manqama ukuthi into le oyenzayo imbi abantu abaningi ke abamthandi ke ngalokho ngoba siyazi ukuthi abantu umuntu okhuluma iqiniso kwesikhathi babe bengamfuni so ke sithi ke silahlekelwe ngoba siyazi ukuthi abanye bona laba abantu bamachurchi abanye ngoba thola bencedisa kusenziwa amakhulu abangakhuziwa abantu abadlala abantu ababe besenza izinto ezirongo bamelabo kodwa ke uthuthu ubehlukile kakhulu siyabona
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe konapho ungayika tshana yes sicela ubambe konapho sibili ngisazama ukuthi nilungise umtshina siza ukuthi abantu bangizwa kumbe hatshi so mbona zani yazwakala yes so ke we still have got Mr. Joseph Chuma on the line marvelous go ahead with Chuma
vachuma imi munoona sei kushaika kwava Desmond Tutu tisingakangani zvakare kuti muZimbabwe manga muime nhamo yakaitika ipapapa nguva yapfuura yekwamutare mombotipowo zvakare mapfungiro enyu ava Desmond Tutu uyezve enhamo yakaitika kwamutare
ndinotenda zvikuru vabve regai tange nekuti compliments of the season. I hope Magaita Christmas Shakanaka is the Goreva, Murua Penu, Neutano, Wagaduna to the Kindiri. Well, the Gatitangan in a town, a Katika, a Kamtaro, just after that, a Timperakwata, Nikaese, Kuru, a town of Pazi. No rovelera parori yanga yakatakura mafuta fio ikapa yakuira kukapasa drive over rori yacho nevame vanga vari mubasi momo ndo tera kusvika misika yacho yasvika ndokuta 105 vashanu vati vachisiya vashaya tino urombo zvikuru zvinhu zvinosirurisa chaizvo unozoti nguva idzi dzemaholidays tinowanzoona zvinhu zvakadai zvakawanda zvichiitika tiinasiidwa neupenyu hwevanhu saka tikuda kuti tirirambe tichingoita cositize madrivers edu kuti please vedu wei kana makatakura vanhu kana mufamba mumugwagwa umu tirai chaizvo nekuti ne makatakura upenyu hwevanhu kana uchinzwa kuti waneta zviri nani kuti utsvage pekumira kuri sefu utombozorora kuitira kuti ugone kufamba wakachangamuka uchiona zvikuitika tisamhanye sitereki nekuti kurasikirwa kwemunhu one chete kunogwadza manje kana vanhu vowanda kudai so unobva kwatosirisa asi ingo futi ndite kutenda ndakaona kune mukuru akapika imomuya mutsaona akabatsira zvikuru ndofunga vanofuti ndibutawo baba ava vakasinga chaizvo vakatobatsira upenyu hwevanhu hunofunga kana aid dzofunga vechitobatsira mazuva ano tinowana vanhu vakawanda vechingobudisa mafoni avo votanga kuposta mavhidhios vechiita zvinhu zvakadaro daro asi vasingabatsire pakaona dzakadaro asi uyu mukuru uyu akaita go out of his way akatenda tobatsira ndo zvatinoda ndo hunhu hwatinoziyai huvo wokuti kana umwe wavo kana apinda mutaona batsira iye kutora mavhidhios uchiita manarativi kuno makana tora vhidhio imomaya akatanga kutonyepa kuti vanhu vese
maybe Mr. Chuma Mr. Chuma you go full blast into that. Let's finish Tutu, and then we go into that after about 20 minutes. So, so respond to the Tutu one very, very shortly. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Right. I think if I hear a good summary of what Desmond Tutu was, and you know, I would Aparamuna as a fight of say, Aparamuna as a gunner's list, they could just a dab or as a gunner's money. Desmond Tutu, I remember, but I don't know how to say, I'm Gabin Muno, I'm Gabin Logas, what's Africa, and you know, the driver, we have done well, we have put it so well, and I think that is the perfect or the near perfect way to describe it.
Yeah, thank you very much. You can mute your pattern. Let's go to Mr. Busara Mbusontini. Babuntini, so looking at what Tutu was talking about in Zimbabwe, do you think that there's anything that improved after his removal from office, like what Tutu wanted?
Unfortunately, I think as human beings, we don't learn from our past. I do appreciate Tauba Buchumo Guti now as a party. They are throwing all the stones at Mugabe. But the truth here is that Mugabe was never by himself. Mm-hmm. Mugabe, ED, and many other people that are present today, they are one and the same. Nothing has changed in Zimbabwe. Some can say things are worse in Zimbabwe today. So sometimes I think, you know, when we wear the party hats, sometimes it does, you know, mess the conversation. But personally, you know, I don't wear any party hat. As an independent person, I don't see any difference with what we had in the old dispensation, because the new players were the old players. Nothing has changed. The same things that used to happen are happening. If I can ask one thing today, whether someone is ZANU-PF, ZAPU, MRP, why is Marco in jail? If I had to ask that question, why is that young man in jail today? You look at what happened to Hopewell Chinono, the journalist. How many days was he in jail, and what happened to his case? It was dismissed. We didn't see such things during Mugabe era. There are still things that are happening today that will have you scratch your head to say, what is really happening in Zimbabwe? We were promised a new Zimbabwe in 2017. What happened to that promise?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The goodwill that was extended by the people was not, you know, taken with, you know, white, you know, with clean gloves by the government. The truth of the matter is, we may even be worse than where we were. I appreciate that, you know, Mugabe all of a sudden is the worst man on earth. Yes, he was, you know, when you look at Kuku Raound and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at Kuku Raound, what were the other, who were the other players for Kuku Raound? Idi was there. Chiwenga was there. Chiri, they were all there. These are the people that we call the new dispensation. So I don't know exactly. These are things that Tutu fought for. I think if Tutu was alive, he had to join us on this call right now. He would say the same thing that I'm saying, that nothing changed in Zimbabwe. I think we're just fooling ourselves.
Thank you very much, and mute your button. Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, then Mr. Ngwenya, in that order, go ahead.
Babu, to move us to Mengan, man. Look at you, Desmond, too.
Yes, this young girl, Christmas, in just about 20 minutes' time. Yeah. Montutu, go to Mafchan. Yeah, Mafchan, go to Wena. One and go to Wako Kuga in Zimbabwe. You want to try Kulume City. Well, over there, go.
Ah, do.
Yeah,
mina bengise Zimbabwe. Bengise Zimbabwe nje about last month but one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I actually yazi masikhuluma ngenguquko angazi ukuthi kahle kahle simele sikhangele kuphi. Because mina angibonanga nguquko. Instead I saw the negative of it. Ukuthi things are even worse. Mayikhona inguquko, maybe lana engingafikanga khona. But lana engafika khona azange ngibone tshintsho mina. And angazi ngabona even labantu esibhekelele ukuthi mhlawumbe lese emgwaqweni lana basivikele or basikhangele emgwaqweni lana. Ngabona ukuthi mina ngesikhathi mhlawumbe ngisasesipholiseni, I was better off, and that is the time ega babalo umuilo. Now I'm not actually hero worshipping him or praising him for anything. Ngoba to me, I didn't really get any benefit out of it. Even namanje mangithi ngiya ekhaya, mina Gibbs bengithi mangithi ekhaya kithe lipani nge Vic Falls Road. Beushaya moto nawe uzibona lana sengi-overspeeder ngoba vele umgwaqo uyi-carpet. But ma ngifikale manje, hhayi bo, ngishaya amapotholo ngaze ngafelwa lawa amavili langani langani. So angiyiboni inguquko. Ma ikhona yenzakala kwezinye indawo ngapha kithi emaNdebeleni, hhayi angiyibonanga mangabaka.
Siyakuzwa Mhlanga bamba khonapho. Pastor Ngwenya, do you think there's any social and economic transformation in Zimbabwe? We know Tutu was calling for that kind of transformation. Is it there, or is just something that Zimbabweans are yet to experience?
I'll say this from a personal perspective. I don't like Zimbabwean politics. I think it's one of the worst in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair. It's not really right. I will say to you that I'm heartbroken every time I go to Zimbabwe. And, you know, I've been in this country for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
I love the people of Zimbabwe, Ndebeles, Shonas, Kalangas, you name it. I wish they could be united. I pray that the young people will be united, the people in the diaspora will be united, and I think that is what is going to bring the change that you're talking about with Desmond Tutu, what he represented. Unity of people, regardless of who has money and who does not have money, or who is in the government and is not. I'm heartbroken because every time I go to Zimbabwe, I see that the rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. Borodale is like a different country in Zimbabwe. There are places that, you know, when you go there, there's fewer issues. But when you go to Borodale, you know, there's nothing like that. When all the issues, the social issues that you're talking about, that Desmond Tutu talked about, they are respected in Borodale. They are respected in high places where the rich live. Then when you go back to Zivarasekwa and Ichinoe and all the other places, you realize, oh no, it's like a different country. So, you know,
why is it so?
I think there's politics. That's why I said to you personally, I don't like Zimbabwean politics. I don't think it's fair. It's a good platform for a lot of things. That's a personal opinion. I'm not representing my church or anything. I'm representing me. So, you know, and then so I'm saying there's a part where people can actually just love each other and be united. We can build a better Zimbabwe. As far as I'm concerned right now, social issues and all those things, they're not going to work because the political situation is bad. And the rich in Zimbabwe are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. Nobody's really representing. I shouldn't say nobody, because I'm sure there are people who are genuinely trying to help the poor, genuinely trying to consider the people in the ghetto, in Harare or Konangale, in Vlawe, or wherever, Chinoy, wherever. There are people who are genuine. But most people that I meet, I meet more politicians who are in the government. I meet people who have businesses in Zimbabwe who are just taking advantage of poor people. And it's not right. And one of the things that I do is when I go to Zimbabwe, I no longer even engage people or even churches. I just work with people on the ground, building a village for orphans, helping the orphans, helping orphanages, hoping and praying that one of those orphans may actually just grow up and be a good president or a good government official for Zimbabwe. So just to put it in a nutshell, I'm heartbroken.
Hmm. We really hear you. So marvelous.
I want to think that my organization, I say United Nations, Saka munoona kushaya kwavatutu nezviri kuitikawo muZimbabwe zvichizorangarirwa here kumapato akadai seiwayo.
Hopefully I got a few calls, you know, hopefully something is going to be put together, and I was told they want me to say one or two things here in New York. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to go and represent him. He deserves to be represented. He worked so hard for humanity, for social justice, for the people, not only for South Africa, but for the whole of Africa and the rest of the world. Again, he was not perfect. He had his own ways. Yeah, all of us, we get lost here and there. But I think he represented the truth in a lot of aspects.
Yeah, so we can put that in Shona as well.
Yeah, so Daka. Ndakatumirwawo shoko tsamba yekunzi izvo ndiuyawo kuzotaura pamusoro pavatutu kuchirongwa chichaitwa muno muNew York. Saka ndiri kuvimba kuti zvikabudirira ndichaendawo ndinotaura pamusoro pekumiririra kwavaita vana kwete veSouth Africa chete, but vana veZimbabwe, vana veAfrica yese, and the rest of the world. Iniso ndichaenda ndichinoziva kuti ndinomirira munhu aida vanhu. We are here at the best you could, kuti vanhu vamirirwewo mune zvakanaka.
Thank you very much. Let's turn to Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Mr. Ncube, you've been hearing different people with varying views. So, in a way, do you think there's any significant or some kind of change in Zimbabwe after the removal of Mugabe from office, as what Desmond Tutu was demanding all the time?
It is unfortunate that when you give advice to people that will pretend that they don't have ears, they will not listen. There is no change. We are having what is called the second round of the First Republic. I think you heard the pastor when he talked. The first time I heard him speak, he was saying he's scared that he might arrive at the airport in Zimbabwe and be asked questions. That should tell us something. During Mugabe's time, did we not have that kind of a fear that when you arrive, you can be asked questions? And you'll be lucky if you're asked questions. There will be worse things that can happen to you. We are in the worst situation. It's only good in the mouths of people like Chuma. But I know that he's not getting anything. But there is the elite that is getting everything that they need. like my brother has talked about the Borotel and stuff. So there is no democracy in Zimbabwe. It's still, because these are the runners. You see, the people that were running for Mugabe are the ones that are there. Imagine if you had a Uwindi and the driver dies and then he is the one who is now driving the bus. It is rare that you'll find him 100% driving the bus differently. Because these are the people that were running. If someone was to be beaten, they are the ones that were beating people with Mugabe seated there. So there is no change. Look at the suffering that is there. My brother is talking about Victoria Falls. I was using the Victoria Falls at least twice a week in the 90s. It was a road and there were buses. Now look at what is happening. Check in town. Do we have roads in Bulawayo? There are no roads. Think about Nkai. When you go to Nkai, I suppose you have seen Nkai Road even on Twitter and stuff. It's pathetic. Right now it's raining. Buses are getting jammed along a road which is supposed to be a tight road. So we can't say that there is a change. You don't have freedom. You are told to talk about Kukurawundi. You talk about it, the plaques for memorial, Kukurawundi memorial. They are removed. Who removes that? Tribalism. Have you ever heard the president of Zimbabwe talk against tribalism? No, you never hear that. During Mugabe's time, it wasn't there. Now it is not there. So we are in the second round of the First Republic. And the second round is even worse because they wanted to perfect what they were doing in the First Republic. Thank you.
Yes, Kulfaka Sindebele.
Ngithi ngokubona kwami kulanto etshintshileyo eZimbabwe, izinto zedlula lokho okwakuyikho khona. Njengoba sisiza umfundisi esithi uyesaba ukuthi angakhulume ekhululekile uzathi nxa esehla endizamtshineni abuze imibuzo. Khonokho ngibuza ukuthi kwakungekho yini ngesikhathi sikaMugabe. Nxa namhlanje umuntu esesaba ukubuza imibuzo ngesikhathi sikaMugabe, umuntu wayesesaba ukubuza imibuzo. So umehluko uyabe unga. Kusho ukuthi vele lokho sokuyikuphindwa kabili kombuso kaMugabe, ngoba lezi yizo phela obekuyizigijimi zikaMugabe lezi, ebezigijimela uMugabe. Kanti uWindi nxa kade udriver sefile, uWindi abe ngudrive. Angithi udriver uhamba ngebathaloni lani likadriver wakhe. So sibona la namhlanje kusenzakala ke into efanayo, abantu abakhululekanga, imigwaqo ifile, akuhambeki. Imigwaqo njengeNkayi kule iThird Road, ibhasi yabhajwa khona phana liyigebhe emgwaqweni oweThird. So ke angeke sithi khona kulotshintsho. Utshintsho lusemilonyeni eyabochuma. Ochuma bona futhi kabadlile uTochuma. Kudle ezinkulu zakhona ingagara izo ezidlayo. Ochuma ngabaculi babacula labana besidla. So ke sithi ke akulanto etshintshileyo. Khangela kuthiwe kasikhulume ngendaba yeGugurawundi ukuthi akuxoxe ngayo ilungiswe. Kodwa nxa kusiyafakwa amatshe lawana, amatshe lawana siwathola sesisusile. Why bengakhuzwa labo bantu azake sizwe bekhuzwa? Kule ndaba ze-tribalism. Akaze mina umgaba zange ngamuzwe ekhuluma nge-tribalism eyazi ukuthi ikhona. Umnankakho ngingamuzwa mina esithi ngelani i-tribalism. So ke sithi ke utshintsho alukho. Ngeshwa ke sesitshiwe ngabantu abanjengobaba uDesmond Tutu obekhuza abatshela iqiniso. Khathesi kakusela umuntu ozabatshela iqiniso. So ke silokudana kakhulu ngalokho. Ngiyabonga.
Siyamuzwa lapha ke uyakhuluma uNcube Chuma. Ngcono ungene ngonapho uphose lakho sibese singena kokunye. Ngena kunapho kolide. Baba Chuma, sicela ungene. Baba Chuma, mbonazani uqumekile nje ngamafutshane usimuzwa ukuthi engabe ngapi. So ntini, just to sum up, maybe talking about this issue of change and so forth, is change going to come like what Desmond Tutu wanted? Just briefly, 1 minute.
Yes, change will come. The question is, what would be the cost for that change? We know many people have died seeking this change since 1980 or even before 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Some people went to war. They died there. Some people were killed as civilians during the Kraundu. Some were killed during the many elections that came subsequent to 1980. So, yes, change will come. It may not even come maybe during our time, But at some point, I think change will come because even the ruling party itself, it may, you know, reform itself at some point. I mean, how many years can you keep doing the same thing and get away with it? We also hope that the likes of the AU, the SADC, with the new leaders that we are seeing coming up, I think it started in Malawi, he went to Zambia, and there was one other African country where a new president came in that was more aligned with the people. So hopefully the AU, the SADC, eventually the old guard will go away, and those new leaders will actually implement change that we need. For me, it's just confusing how 1% of the leaders that represent the entire population want the rest of the people to suffer. Why can't they just make things easy for everyone? Why can't we all just, you know, live in peace? Why can't they lead us the way, you know, Desmond Tutu wanted them to lead us? That's all that we're asking for. We come here on VOA, we talk our minds, but who knows what happens to you after that. But we hope that one day we'll be free to have that freedom of speech, say what you need to say without any repercussions.
Yes, qualifying is into Konoko, your map channel.
One bono wami, who think the loser of our corner, what to sound the look at China. Siyawenzela ukuthi iZimbabwe sikhuma ngeZimbabwe lapha namhlanje, but kuyenzakala endaweni ze-Amafrika, endawo eziningi. Since independence or even before independence, ukuthula abantu azange bekuthole. Abanye baze bahambe empini, bafele empini, abanye bagongodwa ngegrawundi, abanye bagongodwa ngama-election abakhona eZimbabwe. Kodwa sithemba ukuthi i-AU kumbe i-SADC nama-leaders la amatsha asesiba khona, siyabona eZambia, eMalawi, kulama-leaders angathiwa ayisiwama-liberation movement. Sithemba ukuthi enxa bazatshintsha indlela i-SADC ekhangela ngayo amalungelo abantu, befose amazwe anjengeZimbabwe ukuthi labo bekhangele amalungelo abantu nxa kusuka kuma-election, kungama-election amitha ama-standard e-SADC, i-EU lawe-United Nations. So mhlawumbe utshintsho lungaba khona. Okunye okungenzakala ukuthi yona i-government leyo eyiyo esiphetheyo mhlawumbe layo ingatshintsha kusukela phakathi, kodwa hhayi lokho kukhatshana. Kodwa yilo ithemba lethu ukuthi ngelinye ilanga njengabantwana beZimbabwe kumbe e-Afrika jikelela singaphila ngokuthula, sonke sithandane, kungabi labantu abahlala bekhomona. Siyabonga.
Ye, siyabonga. Ungavala-ke ibhathani yakho khonapho babuntini. Silabanye abantu njalo abasithumezele imlayezelo etshiyeneyo. Siyabona ukuthi kulobaba ongumfundisi e-Methodist Church kule South Africa nanku akwethuleyo.
Ela uThixo ngempilo yaka uSolfefo Emeritus Desmond Tutu. Siyamazi ukuthi ibengumntu obemele izinto ezi-right. Uye wama ngexesha la-apartheid. Apo, on behalf of God and also on behalf of God's people, uye wathi kumbuso we-apartheid, yekani ukwenza lento ngoba wonke umntu udalwe kumfanisiko kaThixo. Okwesibini, siyamazi ukuthi bengumntu womthandazo. Okwesithathu, siyazi ukuthi uBishop Tutu ibethanda wonke umntu. It did not matter ukuthi weyiphi nationality, your sex, whatever. He loved all God's people because ebesoloko etsho i-central message yakhe ukuya ngam uthi wonke umntu udalwe kumfanisiko kaThixo. So nathi masiqhubeke ke kwi-low legacy yakhe.
Mina uBaba Tutu ngimchaza njengomuntu obelungileyo. Ngoba ngikhuluma ngomuntu esiphile naye, angikhulumi ngomuntu nge-hearsay yakhe ukuthi sizwela uBaba Tutu kanje, because uBaba Tutu ubengena ekhaya lakithi la sihlupheke khona, wayengathi kuhlushekiwe la ngeke ngingena. Umama Tutu was also like that. Umama Tutu ubengena ekhaya azohlala nomamama, ahlale nomakhulu wami, baxoxe kube mnandi. Makuyi December time njengoba ngisatsho, wayeyazi ukuthi alethe igroza phaya ekhaya, the whole box egcwele igroza and igroza ebonakalayo. So ubuntu lobo waye babebonisa ukuthi they are here because of abantu nabo emhlabeni. Kuthiwa umuntu umuntu ngabantu, nokubonisa ubukholwa ukuthi bokwamakholwa kwempela angacriticize, because it's not the old people bebengayiyenza lento abebeyenza. Because mina kuleli khaya sazi umlando wakhona, umama loya bungathi umama ozichenyayo bongeza at any time amamele ukuthi ukhuluma ngani uze ngani. Bengingafuni ukubona umuntu ekhala, instead bokhala baba ududu ucala mayezo ukuthi khona into ebuhlungu ihappenayo la. Then it's how ngingakhuluma ngabo, ngoba ngikhuluma ngabantu engibaziyo.
Yes, marvelous. That is Tutu's neighbor in Soweto. You know, Tutu grew up in Soweto, and you know, he loved Soweto, like, you know, that was his place. And we know that so many people cherish his kind of works. So you heard there from the Minister of Religion as well, talking about Desmond Tutu. So maybe we can conclude this issue now and then briefly talk about what's happening in Zimbabwe during this festive season. So now let's bring in Marvelous. Go ahead.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe mudzimai anogara iye ari pedyo nekwaigara vaDesmond Tutu achitaura iye mabatiro aitwa basa, achitaura kuti vanga vari munhu wevanhu vaikwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachiti kune vanhu vaite ino spirit of ubuntu inoreva kuti munhu anobva kuvanhu. Uyezve kuvanhu ikoko unofanira kuitawo zvakanaka zuva nezuva. Saka patanga tiri kunzwa mumwe mudzimai anova zvakare ari mukereke achitaura iye pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yekuti kushayika kwavatutu kunorevei muupenyu hwake. Asi toda kuti tibva taenda panguva inoyi kune zviri kuitika muZimbabwe, umo takaona kuine njodzi yakaitika kwamutare iro vhiki rino, uyezve kune zvakawanda zvanga zviri kuitika ikoko. Gibbs.
Yes, and you know, as Jesus Pandora was talking to some people who were doing lots of things. Some of them were actually selling millies. Some were, you know, working throughout. And, you know, we've got a certain old lady who was, let me say, a senior citizen, who was drinking her tea and longing to see her sons and daughters, you know. And, yes, so she was very unhappy because no son or daughter was from the diaspora because of what is going on. You know, COVID. This Omicron. Yes, COVID. So there's a lot that was going on. And maybe Mr. Mhlanga can tell us what he was doing on Christmas Day. And I know he was also looking for Mr. Mafa. You still remember that Mr. Mhlanga and Mr. Mafa were supposed to have an appointment.
Yes.
He tried to call him. And, yeah. You tried to call him. I think he was looking for him in Zim. It has been looking for his number. So I was waiting for you.
I'm sure we can
help him with the number. Mr. Mhlanga, so how was Christmas, bro?
I am maybe too late. I Christmas when go na beka yange na bafana ba mi the mulia mi je I police as zange zayanda ngoba besasabu hamba ngenda ba yoguti sasikale sezotoa kulento le yoguti. Abantu bazokwarantine noma 14 days plus sesabela futhi nokuthi ngalesi sikhathi eborder laphana akunanto enhle. It's very, very bad zakale border. So
maybe can you just tell us what's the actual situation if you're coming especially from South Africa? Are you being quarantined at the border? What's going on?
Apparently I hear people are not being quarantined, so I don't know why it was announced that people will be quarantined, but people are not being quarantined. I don't know, maybe there are some who are being quarantined. I don't know, because I read in some internet news where they were saying some two guys were arrested after escaping from the quarantines and so forth. So, but I asked somebody who left here to Zimbabwe, he said they are not being quarantined. So I don't know what is happening. I really don't know. Maybe If you go there and they know this one is marvelous, let's quarantine it.
I didn't go on my leave. I was stuck here in the US because I was like, if I go and then I'm quarantined for 14 days, I can't see my parents or my relatives because then my time will be up.
Everyone thought it's not really worth it that you live here, you get quarantined there. Then by the time you come out from the quarantine place, the holidays are over. You try to go and visit the people there. You won't even see anybody. You'll have to be coming back. So I don't know what exactly is happening. I have no idea.
So Sizwe Baba Ncube, awuhambanga yini ekhaya?
Hayi, ngihamba.
Indaba.
Indaba yona le confusion ekhona. Ngokwazi kwami lokho kwaqala iCOVID, ibhoda yeZimbabwe ayizangevuli. Kuyadlulwa nje ngesingipho, ngikwazi ukuthi ungabe uchaza ukuthi, but the border was never opened. It was closed in 2020, I think in March 2020 or thereabout, until now. So you go there in confusion, you don't know what's happening there, you don't know if you can be quarantined now. Somebody who goes there will tell you, I have crossed. And you wonder if you try to cross, you can be quarantined and stuff. So that tells us of an uncaring government.
So, siyakuzwa ke, kodwa kwanzani usufrizile kancane. So, sizabuyela kuye futhi umnumzane. So, let's go to Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini Ntini. So, wena busenza ngekhefule ngeKhisimusi.
No, lathi kuyafana nje wakati kukhona udadewethu Mazelas ukuthi ama-plan ayekhona ukuthi abantu engxenye bengaphuma sesiva sinethed zafaka la ma-third lokuze na-dose ama-boosters. But then it says ukuthi we have to quarantine between 10 and 14 days when I do the lufuna ukuya ekhaya for that many days. So it just didn't make sense to even try. There are many people that I know who were also impacted. We are planning to go home for our weddings, and why not?
Mm-hmm.
But surprisingly, those that went ahead and stuck to their trips, when they arrived, they were not even asked that many questions. As long as you have vaccinated or you had a certificate, you did not have to
quarantine. So thank you very much. What is in Zeganji? To end our show, we just play a little bit of music, maybe for about a minute or so, because it's about to learn in Lizzo, Lininia Gangan. So, see about Mabonti, Nuambo Conapo, Ungakachan. So, Zaponguti, Yanga Yanganji, Mabchanla. I hope you're still there, Mav. That's the little bit that wanted to play for the people of Zimbabwe before we sign off here. So we actually had some people doing what they were doing, enjoying themselves.
Yes.
They were still in the festive mode. So we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Central Committee member, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance, Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga, an independent commentator, the same with Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini and Pastor Chaka Ngwenya. Signing off from Maryland, this is FBA in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, to Dr. Pastor Chakangwinya, the Salvation Church, Noktendai, Mudenis, Barakanaka, Indian, Marvelous, and Panganya, here, Washington.
Good night.